Well, one of Australia's top retail bosses says the unemployment rate is putting a dampener on his sector, and he made a controversial appeal for the new federal government to address pay rates for retail staff. The CEO of Myer, Bernie Brooks, called on the coalition to rein in increases in penalty rates, which he says have been too rapid under Labor's industrial relations laws. The ACTU says Mr. Brooks' comments confirm the union movement's fears that the Abbott government will be heavily pressured to cut penalty rates. As Simon Lauder reports from Melbourne.
This morning, Myer released its annual results, showing another bad year for profits. The retail giant's net profit after tax fell 8.7% to $127 million, though sales revenue grew by about 1% to $3.14 million. So from the perspective of Myer CEO Bernie Brooks, consumer confidence is low.
We're seeing our consumers saving enormous amounts of money and worried about issues such as employment.
It's not just the employment rate on his mind. Mr. Brooks wants employment conditions in the retail sector addressed. He says Myer's net profit has been impacted by labour costs, and he wants the Productivity Commission review of workplace laws to address penalty rates. Mr. Brooks says it's one of a number of things that need to happen before the retail sector can profit from the business confidence boom.
We're hoping consumer catches up pretty quick. It's fair to say, though, that after an election, you quite often get a boost in consumer confidence, whether that be on a state election or a federal election. So there's no doubt we were expecting consumer confidence to lift. And from our point of view, we hope that reflects in them walking into our stores and shopping.
What's holding it back at the moment?
I think there's still some concerns with sorting out the government from the point of view of both the Senate and who gets what job in the government. There's a long way to go in that respect. I think consumers are still a bit wary. I think the second component is that consumers are worried about levels of employment and still worried about some of the fiscal policy that the government have. And I think whether it's the repealing of the carbon tax, there's no doubt there have been a large number of imposts on government on expenditure driven by government policy, and that's resulted in the consumers being a little wary.
Do you have any concerns about the cost of doing business with the incoming government?
I think our costs of doing business have risen during the course of the last few years significantly due to the imposition of the carbon tax. It's certainly been driven by the increased penalty rates, and from those perspectives it's pleased to see the government looking at investigating the Fair Work Act and having a review of the Fair Work Act, and also pending what happens in the Senate in 2014, the opportunity to look at the carbon tax. I think both will help our costs of doing business and enable us to reflect that in cheaper prices for our customers.
What changes would you like to see to penalty rates?
I think firstly it's about two things, about ensuring that we have better productivity and ensuring from our point of view that we certainly have international competitiveness, particularly when we're fighting a battle against international online. And the way in which we do that is ensuring that our labour costs are kept at a certain level. We're not advocating any reduction in penalty rates, but we are advocating a proper review to ensure that they don't continue to escalate at the level they have been escalating.
While he says he doesn't want penalty rates to be cut, Mr. Brooks says they've been increasing too quickly under Labor's Fair Work Act.
The increases in penalty rates that we've suffered under both the General Retail Award and the Fair Work Act have been substantial. They've made us uncompetitive on a world scale, and our view is that we're not looking for a winding back of those penalty rates. What we are looking is stopping the continued escalation of them, particularly on Saturdays and Sundays and after hours during the week.
The President of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Jed Carney, says those comments confirm what the ACTU has been saying about penalty rates.
Business will put enormous pressure on the Abbott government to get rid of penalty rates.
How hard will the ACTU fight against any attempt to rein in penalty rates?
We will fight rigorously against a reining in of penalty rates.
How will you do that?
We will prosecute our argument in the Productivity Commission. We will campaign heavily around it. We will, if we have to, mobilise the workers who depend on penalty rates. To say that you could take $150 a week out of a lowly paid worker's pockets or their household budget could be devastating to those workers.
He's not talking about cutting penalty rates, though. He just doesn't want them to increase as much.
There has been no increase. I mean, you have to go through a whole process to have penalty rates increase. They are based in awards and they are based in bargaining processes. There's really nothing to indicate that there is a problem.
While labour costs are an issue for Myer's bottom line, Bernie Brooks says his controversial comments about the National Disability Insurance Scheme have not been. There were calls for a boycott of the department store in May after Mr. Brooks said the levy to fund the scheme would stop people spending as much at his stores. When asked about it this morning, Mr. Brooks pointed to a recent newspaper article which claimed that he had been the victim of an unauthorised, inaccurate and damaging social media attack.
What we learnt from it is social media is an area that we need to continue to work on and continue to work in what we say and how we say it to our consumers.
Do you think you were given a hard time?
Oh, I think that's a conclusion that people will draw. I think if you read the full policy, full expose that's occurred in the newspaper, I think it's provided quite a different outlook. I'll let people read it and draw their own conclusion.
That's the CEO of Myer, Bernie Brooks, ending that report by Simon Lauder.